This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
Hi, I'm Katja Rose-Moss with your Limestone Coast news briefing. South Australia's economic outlook is strong, at least in comparison to other states next year. Deloitte's down but not out report is tipping GDP growth of 3.1% for SA, slightly better than the national forecast. Economists say our low levels of coronavirus and resource-rich states stand us in good stead. Limestone Coast patrols have slammed a motorist in Nangaree following a traffic stop over the weekend. Panola officers clocked the 55-year-old on the Ridock Highway, allegedly travelling at 174 k's per hour in a 60 zone. The motorist reportedly returned a 0.139 result to a breath test, almost three times the legal limit. The man lost his licence on the spot for 6 months, his car impounded for 28 days. Adelaide-based consultants Holm Dyer have been appointed to carry out community engagement and prepare a Narracourt Town Centre rejuvenation plan. The plan focuses on our expectations for things like streetscapes, traffic management and flow, parks and gardens, disabled access and sign review. And Kmart and the Salvation Army have launched the Wishing Tree appeal early this year in light of COVID. The Salvo's major, Bruce Harmer, says it's been a hard year for a lot of us.
So many of our community are facing financial difficulty these days. Kmart Wishing Tree appeal will allow us to come alongside people who have found themselves in hard times.
Dartmoor's Jeremy Cameron has shocked the AFL world, announcing he wants to leave GWS and explore options as a restricted free agent. The 27-year-old joined the Giants in 2010 and has kicked 427 goals across 171 games. And summer is right around the corner, locals being urged to start preparing gardens this National Water Week. Officials say it's about reducing water usage and taking stress off resources during warmer months.
Ewan for breakfast, 6am weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.